Hey guys, welcome back to another weekly podcast of your typical Shonen Protagonist Weekly, also known as Content Breaker, also known as The Guys Who Cry. This week, we are also joined by our normal cast. We have Bow Before Zog. How you doing, Zog?
Tired. I just got off a 12-hour shift at work, so I'm tired.
Zog knows the hustle.
But happy to be here.
Yes, he knows the hustle. 12 hours in. Also dying of the hustle. Kels, how are you?
Still dying. It's great.
Yeah.
Ready to get hyped.
Hopefully through our topic this week, yes.
Yeah, and Strange.
Hello, I'm me.
That's really about you.
That's really about it.
And I love you.
And I love you too.
Oh.
How do you know I was talking to you? You can't see where my eyes are.
I'm narcissistic. Everybody's talking to me. But anyway.
Narcissistic?
Anyway. Yeah.
What an opening, right? That's what we're talking about this week. We are talking about the greatest anime openings pretty much of all time.
Yes. And our favorites, you know, things that, like, from everything from music to videography to just everything. Also, like, one thing I want to touch on is I really like anime openings that don't give too much of the story away.
Gosh, I hate that so much. Like, it actually bothers me.
It bothers me a lot. So let's go into anime openings we like. And let's just, you know, how about you start us off, Zog, since you have this 12 hours of energy saved up.
Yeah, saved up. That's what it is. Okay. I'm gonna be honest, I'm not biggest into anime openings. I usually just skip them so I can get back to the show.
Sacrilege.
But there are a few that, whether it's the visuals or of the opening or the music itself, that will just get me. One of those is Colors by Flo, the first Code Geass opening.
Yes.
Yeah, that is a classic, and Flo just makes some really good music as well.
Yeah, and honestly, it's more the visuals for it, but the music is one of those things that I could eat. If it came on during a playlist, I would not change it at all. It immediately gives me a shot of energy. Should probably listen to it before I got on. But, oh well. And if we want to talk classics, Tank.
Yes, Tank is by Cowboy Bebop is one of the best intros, in my opinion. It does such a great job of just bringing everything together. Like, the creator, Cowboy Bebop, just did everything so well. And the intro was, it's big swinging jazz, powerful. Yeah.
It's a good jazz tune. And on top of that, the animation for the intro is very silhouetted, but there you can tell through the movements and of the characters on the screen and get a feel for their personalities without learning a damn thing about them.
Yeah, you know another bop from like a classic show?
Yeah.
That was good in both the English and Japanese. We're not talking like a Digimon here. We're talking like legit the best. Smile Bomb from Yu Yu Hakusho.
Yes.
Hell yes. Lord.
Yes.
So that, good.
Every language you listen to Latin is just, man, like, we know how I feel about Yu Yu Hakusho here. It is one of my favorites, and I literally do not get sick of that song. I love Smile Bomb, and just the whole animation of that intro, just like the journey that you go through in the intro where you see like the drip of the character's clothes. I love it so much. I love it. Never. I'm sorry. 109 episodes? 109?
12.
112 episodes with the same intro, and I never once got sick of it. Never once skipped it. I love it.
Probably because you didn't have the option way back when.
I mean, but, yes. But all my rewatches.
Now I do, and I still don't.
Yeah.
Now I mean, hell, it's still a part of my playlist, and every time it comes on, I'm just like, well, whatever vibe I was going for now is erased and replaced with this.
Something I have a lot of love for, which is a little bit more recent, is Hello Sleepwalkers, Noragami's intro. And it is, I don't know. I know me and Strange are the only two who have seen Noragami. Yeah. But that intro, it's kind of like he's walking through a city and it's like grayed out. It's like black and gray, but you see like flashes of color. And the music just goes so well. And throughout that, people like it. They light up, syncing to the music. It is a really, as Kells just said, it's a bop.
Oh, God. I regret ever saying that.
You were good. I mean, because I was there.
What have I started?
It's going to be a bop.
What about you, Strange?
Oh, gosh. I have a list of several right here.
Is it History Maker by Yuri on Ice?
No. I've never even watched you on Ice. One of my favorites, and I love everything from the visuals to the song, of course, and I was going to save this for later, but I want to talk about it now because I can't contain it. 99, Mob Psycho 100.
Hell, oh yeah. Yes.
Everything about this opening is just so amazing. Good. Like the visuals, like the part where like the city is like in a circle and kind of like the moon's in the middle, it makes an eye.
I love how the band is like the 99 choir. I don't know if that's like they made a choir just for that or whatever, but that is a really, really good intro.
And like this intro, like it doesn't spoil anything, but it shows like pieces of the story that actually happen, but it doesn't it's not outright. It's kind of like, I know in the later season that something happens with the piece of broccoli. We didn't know about that, of course, till like the last couple of episodes. But that's shown here, and that's like, what? So it's like foreshadowing in a way, but doesn't like just say, like in a lot of new openings, where it's just like, hey, here's what's going to happen. Here are these characters.
It's good and, foreshadowing. You have no idea what it means until you know what it means.
And it's just, it's colorful and beautiful. And then just 99 backing it all up is just amazing. One of my favorite intros ever. So the second Mob Psycho opening was okay. It didn't quite hit as well, I don't think, in my opinion, as the first one did.
I definitely skipped it a lot more than I did the first one, so.
Yeah.
See, I will say, though, now that you have me on that train of thought, a good metal song. The opening to One Punch Man.
Yes.
Oh, wah, yeah.
Womp
out!
Like, that is... That's a really good one. Like...
And that's a hero's theme.
It is. Like, and then, let's see, the first time I heard it, I was really annoyed by it. And I was like, you know what? Like, this is actually, like, it grew on me. It was, like, really, really good. I got a sleeper for y'all that no one would probably expect. High School DxD's first opening. I love that song. It's like, I don't know what it's called for the life of me, but it's very like peaceful, and it like transitions and it takes you throughout like the whole show just within that opening, and it ends with like a really good guitar riff. And I just, you need good guitar riffs in your life, and that opening gave that to me. Yeah. Thanks.
It's been a while since I've done a rewatch of that show, so.
Not me. I rewatch it every 7 months.
So specific.
Don't judge me. And I feel
anyway.
Like, I feel like there's some shows that they don't miss with their intros, and two particular for me are two shows that people love to hate on, and those shows are Black Clover and Fairy Tail. But I have not seen a miss in Black Clover's intro, and Fairy Tail has not given me one either. Like, notable for Fairy Tail as my three favorite would probably be Power of the Dream, which is when they came back for season 3, with like the whole Fairy Tail coming back together, spoilers. And then Believe in Yourself in the Tartarus arc, or it's like Believe in Myself, which is a really great one.
And no, that one's good.
And Masamune Chasing, which gets my fat butt on the treadmill and keeps my cardiovascular so I can be okay. And then for Black Clover, just pick one. Literally just pick one. Just put them all in the ad and pull it out. I guarantee you I'll probably say it's my favorite because as me and Strange found out the other day when we were researching stuff for videos and things, that Black Clover does not miss at all with any of their intros.
It's true. I can attest to this.
I cannot, for I have seen none of them.
Yeah, I would agree. Who did one of those intros?
Black Rover did one.
Wait, so
Black Rover was
Black
the
Rover did a
the...
song for Black Clover?
Yes.
Oh no.
I feel like they did just for that name scheme.
But I know that one band was I can't pronounce their name. Let me see if I can find it. It's right now, that's not the one I couldn't pronounce, but it was Just and Ice, which is like I thought was a play on Justice, but their name is actually Just and Ice. And they did intro five.
That's the name of the intro.
Oh, that's the name. Okay.
Yeah, because Just and Ice is performed by Saiko Omori. So. But I mean, they're all bangers.
Yeah, like they are all really good, and they're all like cinematically great. Like, I think Stories, the most recent one, is probably, I want to say that's the one I like the most. But again, they're all really, really good.
Can I tell you guys about another banger?
Tell us. Let the people know.
It's got to be Inferno from Fire Force. Like, I love this intro. Just, like, the visuals are good and the music. It's just, like, I didn't care for it at first, to be honest, but the more I heard it, the more I got into it. It was really weird.
I heard, I heard a cover for it for the first time recently, and it sounds like a very high-energy kind of song.
No, it's really, really good. The intro is really good itself, like, the song, the intro, everything. And it goes really well. I want to take that and throw it over to another David's production intro. JoJo's Part 5.
Any JoJo's intro.
Yes, and they're all fantastic.
Yes.
Now, Part 5, which track?
The first one, the original track.
Because Golden Wind. Is dope.
Yes.
But I love the second intro, mainly because it opens with Gangsta, and it's all orchestral from there.
Yeah.
But don't get me started on JoJo's now, because of course the crown king in the pantheon of JoJo's themes is of course Bloody Stream from Part 2.
Yes.
I'll give you that one. Like, it's like the JoJo's ones. It just have me out here thinking I can go ooh or ooh or someone in the street. Like, it's so good to not have like a depressing like intro. Not that I'm saying that like all other anime's intros are depressing, but it's like I don't want to watch JoJo's.
We haven't even got
to
Cruel Angel's thesis yet.
Listen, that is just that. I don't know, man. I be listening to that, and I'm like, how did I end up sitting outside on the roof of my car at a park? Like, I was literally just eating cake or something.
How am I contemplating life right now?
Yes, like, why am I out here like paying my rent that I already paid? Like, what is happening? Cruel Angel's thesis makes me do things that are just way too real and way too depressing. Last time I listened to it, I ended up working at a bank for.
Oh no.
Too real.
Oh, that is too real.
Man, but that one gospel cover of it.
Yes.
It hits.
That was in Japan? Like, it was so. Or was it Korea?
It was Japan.
Okay, I remember. I need to go back and watch that video because that was like, what a video, man. What a video. I love that one. Another one that, like, taking it back to that was really good. Is Angel Beats intro. My Beats My Soul had every grown man like air pianoing. Like, I remember it when it was hype. Like, he would just like whenever it come on, because I have people in the car, and like people who had never heard this or don't even watch anime would just be like air pianoing, like, and they're like, I'm like, we're gonna, you can edit that out later for me, but like, that was really good, which also made me go, man, to you,
a sad boy anime intro.
Yes,
Tokyo Ghoul with Unravel.
Oh my god, that's again. I'm back at the park bench, sitting on my car, paying rent early because Unravel was right there with Cruel Anal Thesis for me. I'm just like,
probably the best part about the entire show.
Yes, yes, like it. It makes you think, like, what happened? And then another one, which is all these depressing ones. Kiss of Death by Darling in the Franxx, which was the only good thing about that show, was the intro. Excuse me. And it had me, like, it had me feeling some type of way, because I'm like, because you listen to the lyrics, you sing it, and you listen to the lyrics, and you're like, what did I just say?
What, like, did I just
because you, wait, did that just come out of my mouth?
Yeah, because like, if you look at the lyrics, it's like going on a journey to like basically destroy yourself. It's like, I'm game, life's boring, I suck, so let's just go destroy ourselves with a kiss of death. And I'm like, why was I acting like this was a certified banger the whole time?
That's how they get you.
That is how they get you. And
but you know what another certified banger is, though?
What?
The first opening, because the second opening gets a little too metal, a little too weird. The first opening to Death Note, The World.
Yeah.
Is that the one where it's like, I go get it out today? Is that?
Yeah.
Okay? I have no idea what I just heard.
Just like really fast talking.
Did you just have a stroke?
I'm going to go with no. If if you don't remember it being hype, then that's not the track.
No, I remember it might be the second hype. One. I cannot tell you the words to it, but I remember it being hype.
Oh, yeah, I think that's the one I'm talking about. Like, that was my horrible imitation of that one. Was
but you did it so bad. It was like,
hey, shut up, okay? I'm not. I don't like speak native language. I'm
like
trying.
I had the music playing in my head, but now I... is all gargled. I can't understand anything anymore.
Are you at the park bench now?
I think you put me on the park bench.
Don't go outside. It's raining. Don't do it.
Have we talked about Again yet?
We have not talked about Again.
Man, let's talk about Again, because
anything this by is Yui. Not going anywhere. Anything by Yui.
Again, Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood opening one was so good. It's just like... that's another example of when you're coming with a great show, like Yu Yu Hakusho, everything is on point. The intro, the animation, like, man, you know, it's going to be a long night of me just listening to anime intros after this podcast, and that's okay.
I know, exactly. Yeah, you're going to do that.
Like, y'all can get a text. Why is Kai at that park bench? But I love that. I love Again. And I love that one. Another one that I love is Bluebird by Naruto. Or
yeah, Bluebird. I was wondering when we were getting to Naruto.
Yeah, Bluebird from Naruto Shippuden. I think that was a third or fourth opening where it's just like really docile and it's like a call back and forth. And I love that one. Like, it's really, really good. All the Shippuden ones are really good, to be honest.
There's just so many of them. They have a lot of opportunity to be good. Like, what was that one? Fighting Dreamers?
Oh, yes. Go. Fighting Dreamers was by Go? In the first Naruto?
It was Go by Flo.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We are fighting dreamers. That one was good.
I mean, the song is good. The actual, like, intro itself, all the animation, it makes no real sense, but...
It's show fun. About a demon it's fox fun. Ninja. Don't have to make sense. And then you had Sign, which was
Naruto in general. So true. Yeah.
You had Sign, which was the one I think where Jiraiya died, and it was like talking about the pouring rain. It was just like, I woke up in the pouring rain or something like that. You know. What? Yeah. You know, there's one that we are forgetting that is an English one that is probably arguably the most hype.
I literally think I know because I literally just thought of the same joke that you're probably about to make.
I swear to God, if it's anything to do with 4Kids, I will quit right now.
I don't know if it's 4Kids. I don't think it's 4Kids. I think it's WB. I don't know who did the Pokemon English intro.
That was 4Kids, man.
Oh.
I don't know, man. But
yeah, that's 4Kids.
At least it wasn't
Spider Riders rap.
The One Piece rap. Oh, God. Yeah, the One Piece rap.
dreaming.
Come on, that was the hypest thing when I was young, man. I was like, yeah, I'm dreaming.
Got a bottle of go ho ho.
Yo ho ho, took a bottle of gum gum.
I need to see if that dude has any other tracks under his belt. I need.
That was the hypest thing. I don't care. That was good.
I'm just mad at that. It was like you had like four different rappers on that too. It's just like. But, oh lord, but Pokemon was huge. Like, it was...
Ba-na-na, I wanna be the
very best.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. I already forgot the song. But
I have it. I should probably do the whole thing, but I will spare everyone from...
Fun real life fact, guys. The Pokemon intros saved Mana Zog's life once. Like, true story.
Jesus Christ.
Am I lying, Zog?
It's a weird way to phrase it with the situation, but yeah, it's not inaccurate.
I mean, of course it didn't stop a bullet from us, but
the whole thing was basically working all day, have a 2-hour drive home, and about to pass out, stop at a gas station, grab a Red Bull. Apparently it's not really working. Popped in the Pokemon CD. A Pokemon CD, and we just sung every song that came on, like full on energy, and it kept us awake long enough to get us home.
And I passed out in my driveway. I slept in the car that night, but I made it home because of the Johto soundtrack. That was the one that got me. Like, I remember after I dropped Zog off, I was like, you can do it. And it's like, oh, new world, dude, dude. Because it's exactly, and that's how I know the distance between Blind and Zog's Hall. It is exactly 3 minutes and 14 seconds, the length of a whole new world.
Oh, my God.
So, and let's
I will always love those songs just for that reason.
I'm telling you, man, like... Great songs, and I feel like we're missing a lot of things.
Through Hoenn, they're great.
I mean, I still got a couple I would like to mention.
Hit me, Strange. What you got?
I mean, Soul Eater had a pretty lit intro, though.
Okay, Strange is disqualified.
Just because you hate Soul Eater doesn't mean
Okay, I'll give you Soul Eater, but I gotta be honest with you. I do not remember the intro. Oh, yeah, I do.
I mean, it's probably not the most memorable, but I do like the soundtrack, and some of the visuals, again, were pretty good. Like, you just see everybody doing their thing, being evil or whatever. Then just the choreography of just the opening shot where the camera's, like, panning through the entire city. That was pretty good.
I will say, the
cinematography.
Sounds so tasty.
Flavor pack.
The cinematography of the intro is on point. I don't like anything else about the show, but that is on point.
So one that we haven't mentioned that y'all have opinions about whatever we were just talking about, but I've got opinions about this next one we're going to talk about. But this is the one really good thing that it's always had, the intro. And that's Attack on Titan. The first Attack on Titan intro. And then the second one was pretty okay. And the third one was just like a mashup. And I'm just, whatever. But the first one, killer.
The first one
gave me hype for a workout.
The first one is just like the first season. Goddamn on point.
Mm-hmm.
After that, they dropped the ball completely, but that's beside the point.
Like, it doesn't... hold on, let me go look at it. I don't think it really... I had it pulled up. Let me see where. Oh, crap! I'm embarrassing myself.
I think
words.
I think the English translation.
Oh, here it is. Duh.
Is
so like.
I think the English translation for it is Crimson Bow and Arrow, but do not ask me to pronounce the thing.
Oh gosh, no! So like, literally, the Attack on Titan intro just like slaps you with that opening, and just like as soon as it goes, it's like what?
Yeah. Sorry, I'm sorry for the peeking as well, but
oh god,
nah. Kels will fix it.
Hit the red.
So
I got a red button for you. You ain't gonna like it.
No. So. And then one that I feel like we haven't talked about, which is like really, really good, is the My Hero intros.
No. Yeah, all the My Hero intros hit.
Like, my favorite is Odd Future by Overworld, because Overworld has done, they did the My Hero Season 3 intro, they did Season 1 of Promised Neverland for Touch Off, and they did Season 3 of Seven Deadly Sins, which is literally, I don't want to say the only good thing, but it's one of the few. And they also did Rockstar by, or Rockstar, which was the first opening for Bleach, I think, or second.
I'll be honest, second, I barely remember the Bleach openings. It's been so long.
Me neither, but Zog said it earlier, so.
No, yeah, it was the second opening. It was during the Rescue Rukia arc.
Gotcha. Like, I feel like intros are really important because they set the tone for the whole, I won't say the whole anime, but they set the tone for at least that season. And you can't have like a bomb season, in my opinion, with like a lackluster opening. At least that's how I feel. Like, you can have a dope opening, but a crappy season. Sword Art.
Bro, Overworld has done so much.
Yes. Like,
They did the OP for Blood Plus.
See, again.
Oh.
Overworld come in point.
What else? They did Blue Exorcist?
Yeah, they did do Blue Exorcist as well. I feel like crazy. They did a Sailor Moon. Or not. I'm wrong on the list. I feel like they did a... I want to say I feel like they did a Naruto one somewhere down the road. But Sailor Moon...
Not that I see.
Also... Like Moonlight Dissonuta Disutsu.
I was like, anyway, excuse me.
I'm not even gonna ask. I gotta Google this right there.
Densetsu.
Densetsu. That's the one.
So Moonlight Densetsu is great in every language. I prefer
it. No, it's not. The English is terrible. Only because it, you know, it takes away all of the story and the romance and the suspense of Moonlight Densetsu, and it turns it into a sing-song Batman intro.
Oh my god, Sailor Moon. I'm mad they like straight added words to the English one that were not in translation.
That's what they did to the entire show on the first import. Which, you know, that's what it was when you did brought stuff back in the day.
Yeah. Didn't they throw like a Van Gogh or like an 80s style border on the video for that?
Man, they've done so much. But, you know, that's what it took to get anime where it is in the States. I mean, it took stuff like that being successful.
Yes.
True.
So, I guess it can't be too
all the
bad.
Raps, all the.
Sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't.
Yeah. I feel like there's one that I forgot to mention, which is one of my all-time favorites, and I feel so bad for forgetting to mention it.
Yu-Gi-Oh?
But no. I mean, Yu-Gi-Oh, yes. Respect to Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yamu.
Yes. Yeah. See, for the longest time, I thought that was saying Yamo, and I was like, I don't know what this means.
That's Yamu.
Yeah.
It sounds like foreign music, therefore that's a foreign word.
But
so what's your super secret one?
Samurai Champloo, the first opening. Like Champloo. Like no, that Champloo. Opening was just that was it was
oh yeah man
it was clean.
New Jabez?
Yeah, it was like clean animation. It was so good. It was by the same person who did Tank, I believe, as well, or the same creator
of the anime.
I think the same writer, but I don't think he had anything to do with the music.
Well, yeah, he does, because I know he like picks the music to go towards, like with the anime, like with the style. Like, he wants this music to, because that's why Cowboy Bebop has such a jazz feel to it.
Yeah, he uses music to like bring the tone and whatnot.
Yeah.
Uses things he likes for that, but I don't think he actually like mixes the music that he's
actually
being put in the show.
Yeah, no, he doesn't.
No, he chose he chose New Jabez as the what's the word for him?
Composer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I was trying to figure it out. I was like, what's that word? Come on. I was like, playmaker. Come on. Come on, Kai. Like, so
which this is and this we're going to get a little bit into this, but this is one of those events or shows that really is leaning on the composer as a collaborator. So you got this artist that has a specific style, and they're bringing their music to help tell the story and set the tone, which is something that I absolutely love. And that's the same thing I love with like Fooly Cooly, because Fooly Cooly is 6 episodes of
animators. I completely forgot about Fooly Cooly. Oh.
The animators are making a show that they want to do, and it's full of really dumb stuff, and it's great because they're having fun. And they're bringing on the Pillows to do a whole J-rock soundtrack, and they're enjoying it because they're just doing dumb stuff and it's really fun. And while Fooly Cooly doesn't have a consistent opening, it does have a consistent ending with Ride On Shooting Star, which is damn near the greatest thing just because of that bass line.
Yes, man. Like, there's so many gems, like, in the Pillows and, like, just, like, pieces of work. Like, works of passion, I think it's called, or projects of passion. Passion projects.
That's what I'm
looking for. Yes. So, like, even freaking, what is it? Even Toonami's just intro, even though that's not an anime, but just the care that was put into that will always be really good. I appreciate that. And
let's be real, that all comes from Steve Bloom.
I mean, yeah.
And his sultry voice.
Yeah, and there's like so many. I just want to like do a quick rapid fire before we close because I couldn't talk about these.
I mean, same. I got like 2 more I want to mention.
But like, all right, Strange, shoot.
Okay. All 3 of Overlord's openings are amazing. Like, I could rock out to them. They're amazing. Just gets me so hyped. And then the other one that probably is lesser known is Jingo Jungle from the Saga of Tanya the Evil.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was a good one. You put me on that one.
Jingles. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah, anyways. Those are my last 2 mentions.
For me, I just got to fire off all the One Piece openings, like Superpowers, Hope. Those are great. Listen to those if you haven't.
You told me Superpower gets a lot of hate, though.
Yeah, because people hate because they suck. But
I liked it.
Yeah, that was really good. Braveheart Brave Shine by Aimer.
For Fate Brave Shine. Yeah.
I just
Heart
remembered.
From Digimon. Butterfly from Digimon.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, those are the next one. Butterfly and Braveheart from Digimon. Like I said, Brave Shine. Fate Zero's intro, which I don't remember the name of, but that was really good as well. We'll just have to do this again sometime because I can go
Vinland Saga.
Yes, that's the other one. Vinland Saga, both intros. Watch Vinland Saga. Intro was crazy. Like, intro was crazy. Trigun.
We could stay here all night. It's going over which ones we want. We like, gosh.
Vampire Knight.
Now you can leave.
No, literally. That is the best thing about the entire show. Akaku. No, baby.
Akaku. What the hell is my life right
that's,
now?
That's coming up in October, so just wait.
I love that. It's the worst show to watch ever. Watch it. Please watch it. Like, no. If we make a Patreon, if you guys give me $5, I'll watch the whole thing and stream it. Again. So.
Oh, my God.
Get on our Patreon, give me $5. I won't tell you what it's for until I have it, but yeah.
All right, and with that, we're done. We've run out of intros that are keeping this interesting. So you can catch the show.
Catch our intro on Spotify.
Yeah, Spotify, iTunes, anywhere podcasts are available. Check it out. If you like the stuff, we put stuff out every week, so follow us. That's pretty crucial. Share it with your weeaboo friends of yours, because we did, and now we're stuck with them. Yep. And you catch the Twitter at your TSP, that's URTSP, where we talk about Girls in Panzer instead of actually watching the show we need to be watching.
Yes. So find us there. You can also find me at Static Dreads with a Z. Find out to see who I changed my anime profile to, or my picture, Twitter profile. That's what it's called. My Twitter profile. Find out who my anime character is and let me know. Also, let me know you came from the podcast. And I might just say hi.
I say, you know what? If you can comment or anything, go ahead and leave some of your favorite intros in the comment section if there is one available to you, or even on Twitter or whatever.
Yes, tweet us, at us, your favorite anime intros, and tell us we're wrong. Because that's Twitter culture.
Yep. And I'm Strange. You can find me on Strangely Entertaining. Just look for me on YouTube and or Twitter. I'll be there.
All right. Catch you guys on the next one.